Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello, everyone! I seem to wonder how many times did we mention hello, everyone, tonight.
This is the third time.
Hello! Again, good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and this session is all about freelancing or a virtual assistant industry or digital marketing. And we are here, our ideal clients is actually personal development online course creators, and we provide our services through our core Christian values. So I avoided all the taglines.
This is the simpler form.
So tonight, let me see the title. Our topic for tonight are virtual assistant mistakes, 7 common practices we should avoid as a VA. Okay, Sis Belle, can you share more about what we do? Ay, before that, let's have an opening prayer. Yes. Please do the honor.
Okay. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people that you're sending our way, so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we'll continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
There. So again, our topic is all about virtual assistant mistakes and what are the 7 common practices we should avoid as a VA. And clue, hint,
The seven common practices is under the word mistake.
Oh. Wow. Thanks for A for effort, huh?
So please, before we start, if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you subscribe and click the bell to get notifications. We usually go live Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Philippine time. Sisbel, can you share more about those times, what we do?
Yes, every Monday at 8 p.m., we go live, but we do live praise and worship sessions. So we are encouraging everyone to join us every Monday, and let's all start the week right by praising and worshiping our God. And then every Thursday at 8 p.m., Sis Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our jobs as virtual assistants. So if you're interested to learn more about the things that we do, tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. So there.
Yes. And before we continue, of course, if you or your loved ones is still not sure how to start your VA business, feel free. Feel free to check my book at conniezabala.com/VA book. That's conniezabala.com/VA book. Available in print, in Kindle, ebook, and audiobook.
Yay!
Okay, so what are we addressing? Why are we sharing these tips with you? So I think the common problems or issues that we are experiencing is... I speak faster. Anyway, if you want to look more professional and respected, if you plan on treating your VA or freelancing skills as a business, or if you want to continue leveling up your online business, you might want to avoid these common practices. Okay. So, our Bible verse, anchor verse for tonight is... I'm finding this a lot of thought. I already put up another Bible verse, but I changed my mind and research another. So this one, I think it's easier to explain this than the first one that I chose anyway. From Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16, it says, "Though the just fall seven times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble from only one mishap." Again, that's from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. It says, "Though the just fall seven times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble from only one mishap." And again, this version is from the New American Bible Revised Edition. So can you share your reflections about this verse, Isabel?
Yes. So for me, actually, it's more of a curiosity. I'm curious if this verse somehow inspired the Japanese book and famous quote, "Fall down seven times, get up eight." So it just goes to show, brothers and sisters, that the Bible, which is written many centuries ago, still gives us valuable lessons which are still applicable up to this day. So I'm just really amazed how wisdom-packed our Bible is. So that's yes. It. That's it for me. It's quite self-explanatory, this verse from Proverbs. It's just encouraging people who are experiencing failures or mistakes along the way to, you know, rise again and just try again. So that's it for me, sis.
Yes. You know the difference between the Bible and the other books?
Mm-hmm.
Go. It's actually, you can always read the book and get a different message out of it. So you
every
learn,
time.
Yes. So yes. If you're looking to read more books, perhaps you should start reading the Bible if you haven't done so yet. Oh, for me, I almost forgot my part. So for me, it's normal to make mistakes. No people are exempted from it. So what we do is get back up again and learn from that mistake. And tonight, we are sharing these mistakes so you can learn from and avoid them. So for every wrong thing we do, keep on moving forward and pushing for what is right there. And disclaimer, by the way, we are not sharing Bible verses to say that this is all you need. Remember that this is just a reminder for you to read the Holy Bible for its entirety to understand the context behind the verse. We are here to encourage you to always include God in your freelancing journey. There. And again, our topic for tonight is all about the 7 common practices we should avoid as a VA. And remember to avoid this mistake. There. Okay. So if you have questions, let us know. I think we're ready to start with the 7 common practices. So again, this is under the mistake acronym. Yes. So let's start with M. Number one mistake. Actually, this is not how, this is in random. Actually, it's not, you know, scored by by, we don't know what is the number one, so, but we do know that it happens, so we hope that you're able to avoid this mistake. So number one, but this is number one is for me, I think it's number one because it's M. And also it actually it's also involved the mindset, so it's making ourselves lower than the client. So what do we mean by that? Sisbel, can you go first?
Yeah. How I would explain my parts for this episode is I'm going to say if I'm guilty or not of these mistakes. So for this mistake, yes, I'm guilty. I made this mistake when I was just starting out as a VA. I treated my first ever online client as if he was my boss, and to think that he was just in his 20s. Imagine. Now I'm not saying that young people can be the bosses or CEOs of their own companies. It's not about that. My issue is how I was conducting myself back then. Always following instructions, like I'm an employee waiting for instructions. As if I was just his employee. If I had the chance, I should have went out of my way to express more ideas and contribute more. Because back then, I already have a 17-year experience in the corporate world. So that was my mistake. I thought I'm just a newbie and is being hired by this 20-year-old boss. So that's my mistake. How about you, sis?
Okay, before I share my thoughts, disclaimer, I'm not saying that what I'm about to say is bad. However, if your goal, again, if you're into leveling up your business, if you want to grow, and you're not just here just to literally technically work from home where you still have a boss, where you still have someone above you, this is not for you, because what I'm going to say is we usually treat ourselves like we are in an employee-employer mindset, sir, madam treatment, maid or boss relationship. Okay?
Oh, that was harsh. Maid.
I don't know.
In Tagalog, it's amo. Maybe Sorry. Sis Cons is trying to pick a word that is close.
Anyway, okay, because it's already back. Employer. So I'll just, you know, trying to
go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
So again, we own our business, our online business. We provide services. We set our own standards. If you let other people treat you lower than them, it's not their fault because you let them do it. So don't. So our solution for the mistake number one is always remind yourself that this is a business to business type of industry. Again, that's business to business, not an employee employer or a company to a person, but rather a service. Okay. I hope you're getting what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay. So there, that's number one. Number two, for the letter I, it's being inattentive to our own business needs. Oh my God, guilt. Okay. The number one thing we always need to do when it comes to our VA or freelancing business is to again, I'm not sure how many times we said this already. I think we're never going to stop reminding them because we are also reminding ourselves. Number one thing we always need to do when it comes to our VA or freelancing business is to consistently market our businesses. So we market ourselves, our services, so we can get leads or potential clients regularly. So before I share what we can do about the second mistake, share your thoughts, Sis Belle.
Yes. Yeah, so on this mistake, I'm also guilty. So this is the reason why lately I'm really obsessing over crafting my own systems and processes so that I can easily delegate some of my VA tasks, my fulfillment job, and focus more on growing my business by connecting continuously to prospective clients. I think I mentioned in our past episodes that I was just being blessed, I guess, because the clients that I'm getting lately are coming more from referrals and not on my own actively searching for them. So I guess God is also pushing me to do my part. and I think this will also in a way help other freelancers as well, because if you think about it, if I have the chance to delegate tasks to other freelancers, I'm giving them opportunities, right? So sticking to what I am doing now and not working and marketing on my business is like I'm robbing other freelancers of those opportunities, right? If that makes sense. I should have given this task, delegate this task, and allow them to earn, and me focusing on growing my business more. So I that's my goal, especially now that we're ending 2022 and entering a new year. So that's Siscon's and mine as well. That's our goal for the next year.
Yes, and before I continue, if you want to be trained, you know, if you want to have an actual experience, mm-hmm. and you want, you know, not just for the experience, you also, it can also be your source of a good, hopefully good feedback and testimonial to share with your potential clients. Feel free to connect with us. We can train you. We can give you an actual responsibilities because we actually need it. We just have to, you know, organize everything. But if you want to be trained, you want to have an actual experience, feel free to connect with us and let's talk there. So for me, I already given my thoughts about the second point, right? Yes. So the solution is actually simple. Don't stop marketing just because you've got one, two, or three clients. Okay, continue marketing because, again, like what Belle said, it's an opportunity for us to give jobs or to give side hustles to other people there. Okay, that's number one and two. And if you are being blessed by this video, feel free to click that thumbs up icon there. Okay, number three is saying yes to whatever the client says when the answer should be no. Okay, I'll start. So, if you started as a VA or if you are just starting as a VA, it's understandable to do almost anything to help the client. And that's okay. But if the tasks are beyond your responsibilities, say no to that and remind your client about it. Just because they say it doesn't mean they are right. So maybe it's some categories or tips that they are probably out of the line is because it's too personal or it has become too time consuming, like you're not spending a time with your family but you still earning the same rate, or the task is out of your values or your principles. So if the client is asking something that is fishy, you might want to think about it. So there, I hope you will learn to say no. So how about you, Sispel? I'm seeing a comment. Okay, before you say anything, let's share what Andrew says. I think consistent marketing is the first difficulty every freelancer scaling up needs to conquer. Thanks for the reminder. Yes, we know. We know, because we are used to, you know, being employed. So once we are employed, we don't usually look for another company, right? So we're used to that culture. So it's really hard, but that's why we are keep reminding each other about
it. Yes. Yes. Okay, I'm expecting this and that's fee, salary. Come 15th and 30th, it's like that. we treat our clients as like our employers. So that's a mistake. So My take on saying yes to whatever the client says when the answer should be no. Hi, guilty. The way I worked back then was always in accordance to my client's terms, when I should have been pushing for my own terms. For example, a practical example of that is office hours, days off. Sometimes I really adjust my schedule, like because my client back then is in Eastern time zone. So imagine the 12-hour difference trying to respond to his email. So that's one thing I learned from that experience. And again, going back to having your own set of systems and processes will really help you avoid this. Because for me, like when I onboard a client, I inform them right away of my terms, like what is my office hours? Am I available on weekends? I'm not available on weekends. Things like that. So that's one way to avoid saying yes when you should be saying no.
Yes, remember, they are business partners. They are not boss or employer or sir, ma'am. So you are on the same level. Remember that. So the solution for that is four words. Learn to speak up. Learn to speak up if you have two. Okay. So number four is for T under the mistake acronym is trapping self with per hour instead of packaging or per project needs. Okay, go ahead, Sisbel.
Guilty with an exclamation point. I would suggest that you go back to our previous episode because I shared this on the Funny VA Moments episode. I think it was three weeks ago. So I was already, the client is already paying me. In a nutshell, the client is already paying me
a monthly retainer rate and smart me, not so smart me, because I thought I was just working for at least 2 hours a week. So I told him, why not make it an make our arrangement in an hour per hour basis? So that's the opposite, right? I should be already thankful that I was offered the monthly retainer, but here I was, because of the employee mindset, I was thinking I'm shortchanging my client by not working long hours. So I decided to suggest to him that he pays me instead on a per hour basis. Big mistake.
Yeah, it's actually, if you do that, it's like, again, you are lowering yourself down.
Definitely.
Because you're doing the job faster than usual, but still, you know, it's not a substandard output. It's the same,
yes,
level, right? So
so thank still God funny. I don't have an hourly rate basis now.
Again, so if you are just starting, per hour rate is common at the beginning. However, when you already know what to do and how long it will take to do some tasks, slowly transition to package or per project pricing. Okay, I think that's already a solution. Because I cannot explain it any longer. It's you know, self-explanatory. Yeah. So the added solution for that is, if you're not familiar or if you don't know how to package your services, at least identify them, which particular task they are under. So for example, if you're doing, for me, for example, what I do for YouTube optimization contains different packages. So it might include video editing if the client doesn't have a video editor, or it might not include a video editing because they have a team recording the video. So all they have to do is to send me the video and I'll be the one to upload, to optimize it there. So that's why it's important to have a call with your potential client to know what they really need, to know what their current situation, because they might not need all the services that you have. So what happens when we optimize YouTube, do they want to repurpose an old video, or is it something that they are willing to record after I give them what topics to record, something like that? So you have to know the current situation of the client. And then if you're familiar with the task that you're doing, for example, for a 1 minute video, how long do you edit that? So if you know how long do you edit that, if you're well, this is a long discussion, how can I shorten it?
It's so, okay. Because I was about to add my own. It's okay, so that they learn how to package.
Because I believe I explained that, why not buy the book? Anyway, so there, if you're not familiar with how long you do a certain task, what you can initially do is time yourself. So if, for example, let's not focus on YouTube. For example, you don't have any experience with that yet. Let's focus on posting, publishing a blog post. So how long do you get the content? Are you writing the content, or the content is already given and you're the only one who has to upload it on the website? So how long do you upload, publish, optimize? What are the things that you need to do until you hit that publish post?
Yeah.
There. So that's one. For social media, for example, are you the one creating the post, or the posts are given to you and you're the only one posting it on social media? So for each task, every task, how simple or difficult they are, you have to time yourself, especially if this is your first time doing it. So that in the future, when you package those tasks, like offering social media management or YouTube management or optimization or WordPress admin or backend, mm-hmm. something, you know how long will it take.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the starting. And then you'll multiply that to your per hour. Your per hour is another discussion. Feel free to check.
Yes. Yes. The idea is it's just an internal, you know, you should be aware of how long you're spending time on certain tasks. So that next time when a client asks for that particular service, you'll know right away that I can do this in three hours. So that I could easily give a quotation based on that, because you already know how long it takes you to fulfill such task. So if I may add, sis, because mine is more of a virtual assistant, like if you are not really specific on certain tasks. For example, I can do things on Canva, on Kajabi, so many. It could either be creative or tech. So what I offer currently, I'm not offering an hourly basis package, but more of a set hours. So what I mean by that, clients will purchase set hours from me, either a package of 10 hours or a package of 20 hours. But the big but, so that has a corresponding fee, right? But I am not required to track my work. I'm not required to send my clients a Toggle. If you're familiar with Toggle, a time tracker report, I can, unused hours are not being rolled over to the next calendar month. So that can also be one way to package your offer. Yes. By set hours. So there.
Andrew, you can do that. Andrew was sending me a message, make a comment, because he's still struggling with transitioning to package.
And yes. Retainers.
Perhaps you can start with that, retainers.
Yeah.
So for every 10 hour, is that 10 hour per month, 10, per week, depending?
Yeah, per month. So I can accommodate like now I have 7 clients. So that's just 10, 10, 10, 10. And the good thing about it is I'm not really consuming those 10 hours really, especially if you're already used to doing those tasks. So you're already fast. you have your systems in place. It's just a matter of duplicating existing landing pages, for example, in my case. So that's a good way of offering retainer fees. So there.
Okay, so that's our number fourth mistake that we need to avoid. But before that, if you're interested to get a free chapter of my book, go to bit.ly/VA book free chapter. That's bit.ly/VA book free chapter. Okay, let's continue with mistake number 5. Oh my God, are we talking to ourselves?
Yes, somehow.
Anyway, Andrew says, wow naman, 7 clients, 4 months.
What? By God's grace. It's because of, that's what I was telling, that the grace that comes with referrals. So yes. From one client, it becomes, you know, like networking, yes. Networking type of thing. So there.
Okay. Number 5. Attracting self to shiny objects. We have an episode, right? We have an episode about shiny objects. So if yes. you're not familiar with that, with those terms yet, feel free to visit our channel where we discuss that. I don't think it has the link in the description because I forgot to update. Sorry. So feel free to search that. But later when you're done with this episode. So the fifth mistake that we need to avoid is attracting self to shiny objects. So shiny objects is, how can we explain this further? not really further, but on a short way. Meaning you're buying lots of online courses, lots of different skills to learn, or even things that you don't need, but you feel like you need it. As an excuse to, you know, to delay what you have to do. Anyway, while learning can be fun and always enticing, enrolling in almost all online courses or training, you see, every time you see it, will not be helpful, but rather affect your productivity. There. So, yes. What about you, Sismen?
Of course, guilty. I'm a course hoarder. Since I wasn't able to niche down in my first year of being a VA, I tried doing different things, enrolling in this and that course, which in a way is an advantage if you think about it. But our recommendation now is that you should really execute first what you have learned before trying another thing. Otherwise, it will just be a waste.
Another tip is actually, I remember what Brother Bo Sanchez said. For every 1 hour of training you consume, implement 3 hours of implementing. Again, yeah. For every 1 hour of training or learning you consume, spend 3 hours implementing or executing what you've learned there. See how many hours you have to implement? Goodness. Okay. Okay, our sixth mistake under the letter K is knocking self down. Okay. Because we don't have the experience, of course, all of us, we didn't really have an experience at the beginning. So we usually try to do our work, to do work for free, which is okay, of course, to gain experience. Again, while it's okay to gain experience, it's not okay to just keep working for free or rate yourself too low because you think you don't have enough experience. So if you think low about yourself, how can you even sell yourself to others? Okay.
Yes.
I just have to repeat that. If you think low about yourself, how can you sell yourself to others? There. That's a question.
Yes. Something to ponder on. So yes. Me, I'm also guilty. Is there a line here where I'm not that guilty? Anyway, guilty, although not to the point of providing services for free. It's only that I charged too low on my first year of being a VA. Imagine getting paid low while single-handedly doing tasks which are meant to be done by multiple VAs. I remember in my first online job, I was doing the social media marketing, doing the website maintenance, the transcribing, so many things at once. The podcast uploading. So that was my internship. So that I won't feel bitter about it. I thought of it as my internship period. So there.
So if you're curious, what is low? What is what we call low rate? I think to answer that in one sentence, know your minimum rate. When you know your minimum rate, that means you don't accept opportunities lower than that. So what is your minimum rate? It depends on your lifestyle. It depends on what you invest in. It depends on whether you have someone you provide for, whether you have a family or you are single. It's not, don't focus on the skill. Focus on the lifestyle that you have. I think that's the shortest way to share it with you, to answer that question. But if you want more details, you know what you can do. Just feel free to check my book. So there, let us summarize the first six before we continue with the last practice or mistake that we have to avoid. So number one, making self lower than the clients. Number two is inattentive to our business needs. Three is saying yes to whatever the client says when the answer should be no. Number four is trapping self with per hour instead of packaging or per project needs. Number five is attracting self to shiny objects. Number six is knocking self down. And if you are enjoying, or not really enjoying, but rather learning something from us, feel free to click that thumbs up icon found on this video, okay? Okay, number seven, the last mistake or common practice that we should be avoiding is entertaining all types of businesses. Why is that, Sisbel?
Yes, fortunately, not unfortunately, I am not guilty of this. The only good thing, I think, when I was just starting out, is I already know which types of clients I want to work with. These are mostly coaches and course creators. So in a way, this also helped me zero in on my core offer, which is mainly tech assistance for coaches who are planning to launch an online course. So I haven't had a client yet that is not either an online coach or course creator. All of them fall on that category. So there.
I think I forgot one tipple solution for the sixth practice, because we said that number six is knocking ourselves down. So the simple solution to that is surround yourself with like-minded people. So I'm not sure who says the saying, you are the average of the five people you go out with. So if you surround yourself with people that have low self-esteem, let me remove this first because we're talking about number six. when you surround yourself with negative people talking about negative things, or having low self-esteem, or scared with a lot of people, something that doesn't help at all when it comes to growing your VA, your freelancing business, then it's time for you to have a new set of people to help you with that particular goal there. Okay, that's I'll move to number seven. So entertaining all types of businesses. For me, it's okay at the start, again, that we try to say yes to all opportunities. But if we always try to say yes to all opportunities, even if it will wear us down or it's not really our expertise. Oh, by the way, that's confusing. If we try to say yes, we try to say yes to all opportunities, even if it will wear us down or it's not really our expertise. So for me, niching down is still the best. So whether you're choosing a particular skill, so niching down is actually can be choosing a particular skill to become an expert in it, or choosing one type of client or a person or one type of industry or business. That's the niching down. Sorry.
Union. I understand.
Yeah. Okay. So, the solution is, I think for me, this is the solution. Start with what you enjoy most and the type of people or industry you want to work with. Then, learn the gift of delegation or outsourcing. So, Sis Belle already said it earlier that let's not rubbing other people for the opportunities that we can give them. So, let's focus on what we can do best with our expertise and leave the rest to others. Give them opportunity to learn. There. So, okay. Yes. Bye, we're done. So, those are the mistakes that we have to avoid. Hold on. In the comment section, please share with us your biggest takeaway during this live session. And of course, make sure that you subscribe if you haven't done so yet. And make a comment whether you are watching right now or watching on a replay. And if you find our tips really helpful, share with us which one is your favorite. We want to know. And if you have suggestions, we also want to know that. Any last thoughts, Isabel?
Yes, of course, learn from your mistakes as much as possible. Don't do the same mistake twice. Don't be too hard on yourself. Again, fall down seven times, get up 8. And if I may add, the thing I mentioned about the retainer fee for a fixed set of hours, it's related to the other tip. When you have to speak up, for example, your client is already over more than, for example, they bought 10 hours only. You have to speak up if they are already exceeding those number of hours. Don't be shy.
Yes.
You can demand.
Yes, agree. They are human. You know, they are human. They're not, don't worship them or adore them too much. They are your business partners after all. So for me, if you can avoid mistakes from the beginning, do it. Because we already shared with you the mistakes. Try to avoid it now. You know, and you can always learn from those mistakes, and you can also learn from doing other things without making mistakes, right? There. So that's it for us. Again, December is coming. Thanksgiving is coming for our American audience. And Christmas is coming. Feel free to purchase. Buy my book, How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. So feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VA book. And for our podcast listeners, make sure that you leave us a review because we want to know if we are doing good and what we can improve. We appreciate it. And again, feel free to connect with us on our social media pages at Freelancing with Faith and share your biggest takeaway with us. I think that's it. Did we forget? Let me check. We have a cheat sheet here. So hold on. I think we're good. Yeah. Let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. There you go. Ooh, congratulations. 50 minutes. Anyway, that's it for us. We hope to see you on Monday for our live praise and worship session. And on Thursday again for another live session about freelancing, VA, digital marketing. There you go. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.